It's Monday, February 16th, 2015. Thanks for tuning into this, the first episode of Season 12 of The Sounds in My Head.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. Give it up. Slam it, jam it to the pump, pump, pump. My name's Daniel.
I mean somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great song that was right back there to open up this here episode of the show, the very first episode, no less, of Season 12. Very exciting. 12 long years of The Sounds in My Head right here, beginning right now with this episode. That was Swami John Reese and The Blind Shake. That's a band from San Diego, California that does some pretty great surf music, like that song right there. It's called Seesaw. It's the first track off their debut record called Modern Surf Classics. And pretty sure that these are not classics. These are all new songs, I think. I really should have looked into that more before I said it, but they don't sound familiar to me. Maybe it's just my own ignorance of surf music, but they sound pretty unique and new and exciting. So, Seesaw, definitely the best song on the record, I think, but a great one. And the record itself is pretty great. I think what it is just, it's like, it's hard to listen to an entire album of surf songs, all at once. I don't know, maybe some people can, but, for me, it's better in small bursts. And Seesaw, what a great burst it was. Check that out if you like that song. Definitely pick up the record and, listen to each of the songs in small bursts. That's what I'd recommend. Speaking of things that are new and awesome, how about North Highlands? That's right, from right here in Brooklyn, New York. Well, at least they were, until they broke up and split up and moved away. But they've just now released an album, even though they're not even a band anymore. They're called North Highlands, and the album is called North Highlands. That's right, it's a self-titled follow-up album. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks from it, both awesome, because the whole record is really great. The songs we're going to hear are Shade and Quitter. Quitter, of course, seeming like an appropriate song for a band that calls it quits. Okay, here we go, Shade and Quitter, by one of my favorite bands of late, North Highlands, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
We'll be right back. been a drag, no. But I'm looking forward, can't you see? Cause I'm sick of answering my cigarettes and eating my telephone and laughing out of my ears. And I'm sick of these weird tears in my heart.
Does this ever happen to you?
Looks like the countersink flange went out on the CD7 unit multiplier, knocking out hydraulic torque to the electric heat riser.
Again?
Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Most countersink flanges will experience hydraulic torque leak through after less than 7,000 RQMs, especially when coupled with a double flux lumen switcher. But with Wilson countersink flanges and Dory flanges, hydraulic torque is allowed to bypass the settling clutch, providing steady wall pressure to the lug manifold and all the seismic rotors. And that goes for 7,000 RQMs, 8,000 RQMs, even up to 10,000 RQMs. That's right, 10,000.
There, that does it. With that new Wilson countersink flange, this CD7 should be able to handle vacuum kickback on all 22 Blossom valves.
Now if I could just get my kid to mow the lawn.
Wilson countersink flanges and Dory flanges. Because when you've got hydraulic torque leak through, every second can mean lost Prankins.
Thank you.
All right, let's catch up a little bit. After North Highlands back there, we heard Sunny and the Sunsets from San Francisco, California. They got a new record called Talent Night at the Ashram. And we heard two songs from it. We heard The Application and Secret Plot, two really great songs off of a really great album, I think. It's a very strong record. Definitely want to pick that up if you like those two songs, or if you like the past music by Sunny and the Sunsets I've played on the show. You're going to like that new record because it's super good. And I had a hard time picking two tracks to play because there were so many that I wanted to put on. Okay, after Sunny and the Sunsets and right before I started talking, we heard The Twilight Sad. They're a Scottish band and apparently sound pretty Scottish. I think they sound like Interpol. And the two tracks we heard were There's a Girl in the Corner and Pills I Swallow. Both are from their album Nobody Wants to Be Here and Nobody Wants to Leave. Pretty solid record. If you like those two songs, I think they represent the album well. So, you know what I say, pick it up. It's good stuff. Okay, up next, a band from Phoenix, Arizona, which I can't believe I hadn't heard of until recently. They're called Andrew Jackson Jihad, which is, first of all, a great name for a band. And secondly, they sound a lot like the Mountain Goats from back in the day, which I like the Mountain Goats. And so I'm going to like this band too, I think. They got some really funny lyrics. Most of the songs are pretty short, so we're going to hear three. First, we're going to hear Candle in the Wind, Ben's song. It's from the Only God Can Judge Me EP that they put out. And then we're going to hear Temple Grandin and I Want to Rock Out in My Dreams, both from the album Christmas Island. It kind of took me a while, like listening to Christmas Island, which, by the way, it's not a Christmas album. There's no Christmas music. I don't know why it's called that. But listening to that album over and over again, I don't know, for some reason I was kind of resistant to loving it, and by after a few listens, I was like, no, I totally love this album. The lyrics are great and funny and interesting and unexpected, and so hopefully you will like it too. Here we go, Andrew Jackson Jihad with Candle in the Wind, Ben's song, followed by Temple Grandin and I Wanna Rock Out in My Dreams, all right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Money than I have, and I know that that's not punk, but I'd like to pay my rent, and I can't survive without money. No, I can't survive without money. And I want to eat red, red meat. I want to feel it digesting inside of my tummy. I support animal testing. I'd kill a kitten to save a human being. The human race, we are big, big dicks. We fuck holes in the world and fuck everybody else. And we fuck because we are lonely. We fuck because we are lonely. And we ought to give it one more shot. We have to save the world and bathe ourselves with love, because love is all we need. Except that love isn't really all we need. We need compassion, and we need empathy, and we need love a little bit, and we need some money, or a way to fulfill our five basic needs. We all have. We all have.
Open up your murder eyes and see the ugly world that spat you out. Open up your ugly mouth and sing the words it's how you spit them out. In the days before the damage, no one knew if we were happy. In the days before the damage, dying wasn't nearly easy now. So open up your murder eyes and see the ugly world that spat you out. Stevie Wonder to the bullshit. Stevie Wonder.
I wanna rock out in my dreams. Instead of waking up, I wanna sleep. Wearing black leather pants with boots too tall to see me. I wanna rock out in my dreams. Since I got back from the place you live, I haven't been the same. I just eat and drink a lot. I should probably say that I miss you, and I could even rhyme that with kiss you, but these days that just seems too goddamn cheap. I wanna rock out in my dreams. Instead of waking up, shredding the flying V, I wanna rock out in my dreams. The older I get, the better I am at lying. The more friends and family I have dead or dying, harder to define love. I've gotta drink more if I wanna catch a buzz. The older I get, the more articulate I am at whining.
We got in our apartment. We ripped up the floors, pipes, wiring, having everything completely redone.
You're renting, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's an ex-freebase addict, and he's trying to turn his life around, and he needs a place to stay for a couple of months.
Now that I have kids, I feel a lot better having a gun in the house.
Hey. I thought about it, and even though it's over, I'm going to tell my wife about the affair.
I don't know the guy, but I've got two kidneys and he needs one, so I figured...
Normally I wear protection, but then I thought, when am I going to make it back to Haiti?
Bad idea, jeez.
Hey, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's get these guys.
$100.
Ow! Right.
Let's make that 200. Oh. 200.
There are... Girls like us don't throw on cheese.
Oh man, right back there. Two great songs by a band from Cincinnati, Ohio. They're called Leggy. And the songs we heard were Girls Like Us, Girls with a bunch of R's like Riot Girls, from the Girls Like Us single, and then Sweet Teeth off their Cavity Castle EP. Both really great. I love these guys. They kind of remind me of somewhere between Bleached and Tourette's, and I think they're awesome. I can't wait for more stuff by Leggy, so I hope you like those two songs too. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show, Chances from right here in Brooklyn, New York. We're going to hear a track off their new album, Bando. It's called Making It Up As We Go Along. And I think you might like it. If you do, maybe check out the whole thing. Give them a chance. This. Okay, that was weak. But anyway, here we go, finishing up the show with Chances and Making It Up As We Go Along right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Don't look at me now, come look at me because I
that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was The Magnificent Seven, the William Tell Overture, and the main title from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, all by the City of Prague Philharmonic. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where to follow me on social media, which is another way you can contact me. All right, we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head. Oh.